SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon si Sarina Lapus. Sa pagkakataong ito, hindi concert ang pag-uusapan natin kung hindi Girls Night In. Magandang araw, Sarina.
Hello, how are we? How are you?
Mabuti, maraming salamat sa panahon mo.
Thank you. Yes, it's been good today actually. Thank you so much.
Girls Night In. 9 years ka nang nag-host ng Girls Night In, kung di ako nagkakamali.
That's right. So this is the 10th year I'll be hosting a Girls Night In. It's just something that I like to do each year to, you know, to raise funds and to raise awareness for cancer council, and also a reason to get my girlfriends together for a fun night in.
Ano yung nag-inspire sa'yo para simula ng Girls Night In?
Look, to be honest, I felt that because it's Women's Cancer Month, and obviously I've got many girlfriends, and I just figured because I always do lots of charities, but this particular charity, I thought that it would affect one of us at least. The statistics are quite high. It will affect either a family member or even a friend or something like that. So I just wanted to do the fundraising because of that, because I'm very close to my girlfriend and the women in my family. And yeah, that was really the first initial reason for it. And then as it went on, I guess the other thing is as well, one of my loves is to run events. So I actually just love running,
organizing
parties, and yeah, it's just a thing that I love to do as well. So it was, I felt this one was a good one because not only do I get to hang out with my friends, I'm also raising awareness. So that's the charitable side and raising funds, and I get to do something that I enjoy, which is organizing. So it was all a win-win.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, kaya nila tinawag na Girls Night In, imbis na yung gagastusin mo sa isang night out ng weekend,
yes,
idodonate mo sa
exactly
cost
right
na to.
Correct. Yes, so that's the way that we do it. So we make our own food, we bring it in, and then we just play games, and then we bring some money that we would otherwise use if we went out to watch a movie, for example, and then we donate that instead.
So KKB ng pagkain at inumin.
In some cases, yeah. So this year I am. So I'm actually hosting a Mad Hatter's tea party. That's what our plan is. So
mala Alice in Wonderland.
Correct, yeah. So we're all wearing, you know, a funny hat. So each year I have a different theme. This year, obviously, we'll be doing that, and they'll be bringing, we'll all be bringing something like for a tea party, for example.
Maraming matamis.
Sandwiches and sweets, and exactly right. And then, but I've done so many different types of themes each year.
Ano yung pinaka-outrageous, ika nga nila?
Well, many years ago, when Twilight was such a big thing, I did a very big Twilight themed one. I actually made the room like a restaurant, and you know, put apples on the table, and I went all out. We had some of the script from the books on the walls and stuff like that. Last year I did an escape room, my group of friends, we go to places called escape rooms, and it's like you organize, you get locked in a room for half an hour or to an hour, and then you have to figure out puzzles to get out. So last year, I actually created my own little escape room, a mini one, for the Girls Night In. So that was my theme last year. I've done different themes, even just a pink theme where we all wore pink, and I had like another one where they're wearing like sleeping clothes.
Pajama party.
Yeah, pajama party sort of thing. We just watched movies and, you know, so each year I do different theme, but this year is a Mad Hatter.
Parehong grupo every year?
I have my group, my real close group of friends, but I always invite, you know, just other close friends as well. And I guess they all get to meet each other. And each year, I guess there's always different people who can make it as well, who are available. But yeah, I do have certain girls who are my closest group of girlfriends. They're usually there.
Kaano yung pinakamalaking halagang naliko mo o na-raise mo?
One year, because I had a really big a big one. I think we raised almost $900.
Wow.
Yeah. That was probably the biggest one. But I had like about 30 people. Each year after that, I guess, was a little bit different.
Mas maliit yung party.
Yeah, so I've had, you know, anywhere from 600, 500 is probably the average when I had more people. But then as years went on, because it was so hard to also to organize, the smaller amount of people, of course, the less amount that we can raise. But it's always any dollar, any money counts. So we always
every dollar counts.
Yeah, exactly right.
At syempre, sa gabing ito, pinag-uusapan nyo rin yung mga cancer na nakaka-apekto sa mga kababaihan.
Right. Yes. I always get all the documentation from the Cancer Council. So we have a read of everything and so that we know all about it. Obviously, family and friends have already been touched by this cancer, and I think we all just, it's just also a way for us to have a talk about all that sort of stuff.
Dahil mahalaga na maging maalam sa mga bagay-bagay na ito. So mahalagang magpa-check up.
That's right, exactly, that too. And especially if it runs in the family, it's very important to check.
Dahil lahat tayo ay at risk, ika nga, o nasa panganib, dahil tayo'y babae.
That's right, yeah. So because it's October, it is Women's Cancer Month, so it is in particular women's cancers that they are raising awareness in October, but of course the disease itself is just, yeah, everybody should check to see if they've got any hints or of it, because it's a very scary disease, so yeah.
Maraming salamat, Serena Lapus, at good luck sa inyong Girls Night In sa darating na Biyernes.
Thank you very much. I'll also send you a link maybe because people can also donate online if they'd like to.
Perfect.